This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, joining us right now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline is the COO of Dallas Cowboys football, Stephen Jones. Thank you for joining us today, Stephen. How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there. Tough loss yesterday.
Yeah, definitely a tough loss. And what was probably your main takeaway from that game as to why you guys didn't get the result you wanted?
Yeah, we're just not executing and not playing well enough. And probably, you know, the biggest thing I think that we're finding, you know, in common with these, you know, three disappointing losses is we're just not getting off to a good start. I mean, we're not, you know, in the first part of the season, we were getting off to good starts and, you know, driving down and scoring touchdowns. And, you know, that's a part of it, too. I think we're having to settle for field goals rather than, you know, get in the red zone and score touchdowns. So, you know, there's a couple of things there that aren't getting done. And on the flip side of that, we're giving up some long touchdown drives and, you know, getting behind early, which is not a good recipe for winning.
You know, we're trying to do a lot of detective work to try to figure out why that's happening. And you may have a reason for it. You may not have a reason. And I'm not trying to lead the witness here, but it seems like to come out flat, if that's not your word, that's my word. It could be an emotional thing, or that could be a game plan thing. Do you think you can pinpoint which side that kind of leans towards, or both, as to why your team is not getting off to good starts?
Well, I mean, you start digging in all this, and, you know, you look at the Green Bay game, and it seemed like we were driving the ball good, and then we turned the ball over. And, you know, that deflated us, and then we drove the ball right back down the field again and then took a big sack, which took us out of field goal range, and then we were, you know, found ourselves getting behind the eight ball. But, you know, yesterday it's just tough to find an answer why we weren't able to, you know, really come out and, you know, have some success. You know, it's just something that we've got to continue to, you know, get everything back in line and hopefully, you know, right the ship and execute and get back to work and get things headed in the right direction.
So, Stephen, it's easy after the game to go, well, why did they do this and why did they do this? But obviously, sometimes there's reasons. And so going into this game, did some of the rhythm of the play calling and some of the decisions you guys made in terms of play calling have to do with the fact that both of your starting tackles were hurt?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to – no one's making any excuses around here. You got to take hats off to the Jets. They're, you know, they got a great defensive coordinator over there, and they play good defense. And then they got you know, their quarterback back, who's obviously a damn good player. I mean, he's first pick in the draft, and, you know, didn't get enough pressure on him, so he was able to sit back there and make some throws. You know, we were, you know, if there's any silver lining in it, we were able to get back on track in terms of stopping the run. But, you know, unfortunately, he was able to move the ball on us at opportune times. And, you know, obviously, I think the key to that game yesterday is we're down there, you know, first third and one from the five and take two shots at it and don't get it. And then they turn around and hit a 95-yard pass play. So that's whether it's a 10-point swing or a 14-point swing, it's obviously, really turned the ball game there. And I think really deflated us and turned around and couldn't answer. And they went down the field again and scored another touchdown. So they had, you know, 14 points there and kept us from getting points. And, you know, that's can be hard to overcome on the road regardless.
So Sam Darnold after the game, I'm paraphrasing here, so forgive me, but I think he was saying essentially, hey, they were asking him, hey, what did the Cowboys do? And I'm asking you about something you probably haven't heard, so I understand that. But they're saying, hey, what did you think about what the Cowboys did, how they approached things defensively? And he said, well, they kind of just did what they do. It's kind of their scheme that they kind of run the same thing all the time. They do this, they do this. And during the game, we're listening to Romo just talk about, you know, how Greg Williams makes things so challenging because you never know what in the heck he's going to do. So especially on a day when you lose, it's easy for Cowboys fans to go, wait a second, you make it unpredictable and it's hard to beat. You make it predictable and it's easy to beat. Wait a second. But that said, I know that's an oversimplification. Do you think your defense might need a little bit of an update, kind of like your offense needed an update in terms of kind of getting with the times and not being so predictable?
Yeah, I think it's really easy to point fingers, like you said, when you're, you know, when you're coming off of three losses here. And, you know, I think we're really sound on defense. I think the bigger issue is when you're sound like that, then sometimes you can, you know, you can give up some drives where they're able to put some plays together and you make them go the long, hard way. Now, obviously, they hit the one big one where Cheeto got beat. And, you know, when he was trying to get the jam off, he stumbled and got behind the eight ball there, and they were able to hit the big play. But one of the things our defense is big on is you make them go the long, hard way. And, you know, when you play these defenses that play a lot of different looks, then they can give up big plays. And right now, we're not hitting the big plays when people are giving us you know, but there's maybe some opportunities out there. Obviously, we missed one of our big playmakers there yesterday, you know, when we lost Amari for the game. But, again, we've got other good players on this team that can make plays. And, you know, we ran the ball. I thought we did a good job of sticking with it. You know, we gave Zeke his 30-plus touches. And we all know usually that results in a win for us when he touches the ball 30 times. But, you know, it was just one of those days you know, that didn't work out for us, and we've got to get back to the drawing board. We've got to execute better, but I do think we're sound. You know, we brought Chris Rassard in, who I think, you know, is a great compliment to Rod, and I think between the two of them, we got two of the better defensive minds in the game and feel good that we'll get this right.
Steven, what was your assessment of how Dak performed under pressure yesterday?
I thought he was outstanding. Of course, he took a lot of shots. I think everybody who watched the game saw it. You know, we got to have one of the toughest guys in the game because, you know, he took some big ones yesterday, but he hung in there. He protected the ball. Overall, we protected the ball. You, like you said, you usually win those games when you win the turnover battle, and we won it, but we weren't able to, you know, overcome, you know, not scoring there inside the 10-yard line, coming away with no points, and then missed a field goal, although Meyer, I think, did a great job hitting the 62-yarder and the 50-yarder and kept us in the mix there. You know, obviously missing that field goal was a big deal there late in the game as well. So, you know, we just got to, you know, we got to stay. We got to go to work. We've got a great group of guys that I think are going to respond well and just got to go out and execute and get a win. And I think we can right the ship.
You know, we now have six games of watching Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator. How would you assess the job he's done and what you're seeing from your OC?
Yeah, I think he's done a really good job for us. And, you know, we've moved the ball well. I think coming into this week, I don't know where we are at the end. You know, we were the number one offense in the league. Now, you know, these last couple of games or last three games, we're not converting, moving the ball into scores and touchdowns. And we got to do a better job of that. But, you know, we're moving the ball. We just got to, as I said, we've got to get the ball in the end zone, and we've got to start fast. And the last three games, we hadn't done that as well. So I know we'll get in here and go to work, and we've just got to execute better and make that happen.
So, Steven, you know, we're all talking about the slow starts, and then, you know, different words are thrown around, like unprepared or things like that. I mean, we are on a trend now. Whose responsibility is it to make sure that this team isn't starting slow?
I think everybody should look themselves in the mirror, whether it's everybody in the organization, from ownership to management to coaching staff to players. You know, we all have got a hand in this. And, you know, when we're doing well, everybody's got a hand in it. And when we're struggling, everybody has a hand in it. We just got to get our hands around this thing and go to work.
Could you see yourself, I guess you personally, could you see the front office being aggressive, going out there and making a move to try to fortify the things that ail you guys right now?
No, I think, you know, we've got some injuries, but they're all short-term. We're missing our two starting tackles, and, you know, at a minimum, they'd be back after the bye. We've got, you know, a couple of receivers we were missing yesterday in Cobb and Amari. Hopefully Cobb will get back, and hopefully Amari will be back this week, but if not, certainly after the bye. And then, of course, we're missing two of our top four corners there in the second half, but feel like at a minimum they'll be back after the bye, if not before. So we'll just see where all those guys come down. I think when we're healthy out there, we feel good about this football team. I don't think there's any one place to point. And, you know, I do think, you know, for the most part, you know, we're healthy long term. In the short term, you know, obviously we're having to fight through this here the last couple of weeks, and then, you know, in the next week we'll have to see where the injuries come down. But I think overall, you know, unless something just presents itself that's a, you know, an obvious one, then I don't necessarily see us, you know, doing some sort of, you know, sell the farm type of thing to make a trade.
Well, Stephen, you know, we usually get you before you go into the meetings and you meet with Garrett and the coaching staff and you guys discuss why the game went down the way it did. Looking back at the last two meetings you guys had after those games, did you feel like, I don't want to say they're not excuses, but the reasons for the losses were sound reasons? Or do you guys maybe on the front office side feel like, hey, we need to change this up and change that up? Because, you know, we really don't know how those meetings go down. Do you guys on the executive level get involved with, well, we think this needs to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think each one of these games have their own, you know, if you look at it, have, you know, had their own reasons as to why you did or didn't have success. I mean, playing down in New Orleans is going to be difficult regardless, and it's hard to move the ball down in there. It's hard to communicate. Look at the Green Bay game. I think it's pretty obvious. You lose the turnover battle there in Rodgers, you turn it over three times to their nine, then you're going to have a hard time beating him. And then yesterday, I think it's just, you know, an execution thing. We've just got to execute better. We'll certainly look at it here in the meetings today. But, you know, like I said, I know and certainly understand why our fans, why, you know, people want to think that, you know, this thing's in a bad place. We actually still believe we have a really good football team and we think we're fine.
So yesterday was your dad's 77th birthday, and obviously he would have wanted to win more than anything. But obviously it's not your first rodeo. You guys know it's a long season, so it's just a temporary hiccup, hopefully. But how did you celebrate your dad's birthday?
Wasn't a great celebration afterwards, but, you know, you get there and you talk what we usually do, talk business, talk ball, and talk about how, you know, we're going to respond to this. But obviously he's had a very blessed 77 years, and certainly we spent it with our family, and we've got a lot to be thankful for. And, you know, we're in a business where, unfortunately, you mood, your old fun meter and your mood comes and goes with you know, with how you play that week. And we've been in this business for 30 years now. We understand that. And we've just got to roll up our sleeves, get to work, you know, motivate our organization, and get the ship righted.
And one last one, Steve. You said motivate your organization. Just from a bird's eye view, do you guys look unmotivated right now, in your opinion?
Oh, I don't think so, no. I think our guys, I mean, I think you turn on the tape and our guys are playing hard. I go back to the word execute. We just have to execute better. We've got to get off to a faster start. And I know everybody's going to want to read into that and try to figure out what you say when you say that. But I don't think it's really, you know, that complicated. We just got to get out there and execute and hopefully get a little more healthy as we move forward and play better.
And then finally, we have to ask you this. We'd get killed if we didn't ask you. Is this a situation where your head coach is on the hot seat?
Absolutely not. We're ready to go. I think this team just needs to get a win under its belt, and I still think we can have a great year. And I feel good about it and feel great about Jason and his staff, and feel like, you know, we'll go to work here this weekend and move forward.
Well, Stephen, obviously you need to beat Philly this week. If you don't, you want me and Ben to come down there and put our two cents in. We're always there for you, brother.
There you go. I know you will be. Y'all have a great week.